So Judah, our new series. Where did that come from, Jesus? Our new series is coming from Luke. And the scripture is from Luke chapter 1, where Mary receives her assignment. Luke chapter 1, verse 46 through 47. Mary says, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in my Savior." And so today we are going to sing. Literally, we're going to sing and rejoice this morning as we remember, and as we, in these times, whatever each and one of us, each and every one of us may be going through, good times, in between times, whatever time, now is the time that we want to rejoice, because as the series says, this is a time to rejoice and sing. Rejoice, sing, and how we may have unspeakable joy this Christmas. Somebody say unspeakable joy this Christmas. And so how we gonna get it? We gonna start off with a song. Amen. And this is what the series is talking about in a little bit more detail from Sir Alpheus. Alpheus has a new name, y'all. Sir Alpheus Anderson. Sir Alpheus said, Mary had a big assignment bringing the Savior into the world. And even with all of the stress and the unknowns, she chose to magnify God and to hold on to her joy. You know, in times like these, the word says, be very sure your anchor holds. And these times we have to be sure that we magnify the Lord and hold on to our joy as Mary did. And this Christmas, y'all, we are going to be talking about how to keep our joy, how to stay focused, what is our purpose, and how can we stay on it? How can we celebrate our Savior no matter what is going on in our life? And again, it's time for rejoicing, because rejoicing is a choice. And our choice, like our joy, cannot be shaken. Say, my joy can't be shaken. My choice can't be shaken. Y'all know why my choice can't be shaken? Because my choice is anchored in the Lord. Amen. And that's why when we wake up in the morning, how can we do it? We can say, this is the day. Somebody say, this is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. Amen.
What he's done for me.
Somebody say, I get joy.
I get joy.
I get joy.
I get joy.
Do you get joy? Do you get joy when you think about what the Lord has done for you?
Yes.
Well, I have a little bit of good word in here, a little spoken word in between each song. We think about joy. Christian Faith Guide says that joy is mentioned in the Bible over 430 times, y'all. And one of the fruit of the Spirit is joy. So whenever we consider joy and rejoicing, that means we have to do it over and over. Somebody say, we have to rejoice. See, we have joys that are apart. So when we rejoice, we are replaying the joys that God has already given us. Amen. So also, I got so excited, I just had to break out in song, and I did. Psalm 118, 24, 26, this is the day that the Lord hath made. We rejoice, and we are glad in it, because Psalm 118, 24, 25 says, so now I pray, O Lord. O Lord, I pray now. Send prosperity. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And we have blessed you from the house of the Lord. That's a promise, isn't it, y'all? That is so beautiful, from Psalm 118:24. And it also says, as far as rejoicing, Psalms 5 says, but let all those who put their trust in God rejoice. Let them shout for joy, because God defends us. Therefore, let us also love God's name and be joyful unto our God. Amen. And of course, we cannot forget Philippians, where it says, finally, my brethren and sisters, rejoice in the Lord. Somebody say, rejoice in the Lord. And he says in 4:4, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Because in 1 Thessalonians 5:16, it tells us rejoice evermore. So y'all, let's just rejoice. No matter if our choice cannot be shaken, we want to make sure that our choice is not shaken, because our joy is not shaken. Is that the truth, y'all? Somebody say, I'm declaring it. I have unshakable joy. I have unshakable joy. Just because the sun may not be shining in my life, I tell you one thing, I know for sure, and no doubt in my mind, the sun is shining somewhere. And the word also says, weeping may endure for a night, that time of darkness. But what comes in the morning? Joy comes in the morning. Amen. And you know why we get to feel so good? Sometimes you don't know, but you do know. But what is this? What is this that makes us so excited and having joy? Whatever it is, somebody know about this. It won't let me hold my peace. Amen. Amen, brother.
It won't let me hold my peace.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many of you know it won't let you hold your peace?
Amen.
Oh, if it won't let you hold your peace, say it won't let me.
It won't let me.
Lord, have mercy. Hold my peace. God is so good, ain't he? Isn't he? Father, help me sometime. That's why he's so good to us. I want to see him. Do you guys want to see him? Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Y'all remember that? Philippians says that I may know him. See, when we know him, show up in all kinds of places and ways. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being conformed to his death, that I may know him when I see him, when we see him, everywhere we look, y'all, we'll begin to see Jesus. We'll see him in the rainbows. We'll see him in the clouds. We'll see him in the trees. We'll see him in nature. Somebody said, when I see Jesus. When we see Jesus, amen. And we just never know what that's going to look like. Because John 17:3 tells us, this is eternal life, that I may know you, the only one true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. See, when we begin to know Jesus, we begin to see Jesus in unexpected places. I can look at Miss Essie and Miss Loretta, Mr. J, Brother Jerry, Jehoshaphat Lawrence, Brandon, no matter where I look in the eyes of people, when we just look, when we are open, somebody say, we can see Jesus. Because grace and peace, says 2 Peter 1:2. Grace and peace is multiplied in us in the knowledge of God and Jesus Christ our Lord. And the more we know about God, that's why we're able to see him. Somebody say, oh, I want to see him.
Oh, I want to see him.
Yes, oh, I want to see him. look upon his face. Amen. Somebody say yes. Hallelujah.
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 Do y'all want to see him?
Amen.
Do y'all want to see him? Oh, isn't it nice to just think about where we can see God? There's a song that keep popping in my head. It says, I can see Jesus. I can see Jesus stretching out in me. Y'all, when we see Jesus in us, that means we can begin to see Jesus in others. And you know how we get to do that? Y'all, we have to surrender. Oh, somebody say, I surrender.
I surrender.
See, y'all, surrendering is not giving up. It's not just giving in. I surrender is a complete conscious choice to choose to say, I give it to you, Jesus. I submit to you. Your way, Jesus prayed it, not my will, but your will be done. Y'all, that's what I surrender all means. See, giving up and just kicking it in and all that. No, but when I say, I'm not giving it up. No, I'm giving it to Jesus.
Yes.
And when I give it to Jesus, nothing else. That's the best choice I can. I might be tapping out, but I surrender all because I know who I'm giving it up to. Amen. Somebody say, all to Jesus. I surrender.
I surrender.
All to him.
All to him.
I freely give. Amen.
Oh, to thee.
surrender all? Yes, I do. Do you surrender all? Are we gonna surrender? The best place we can surrender, near the cross.
Somebody say, in the cross. Yeah.
Just say, oh, come. Somebody say, oh, come, let us adore him. We adore him because he brings us rest. Amen. Out our rejoice. Let's stand on our feet and sing this together as we close out our rejoicing. We have to remember where to come. And we come to him. We come and we adore Christ our Lord, because all he's done for us. As Mary says, my soul does magnify the Lord. Does your soul magnify the Lord this morning? Yes. If your soul magnifies the Lord this morning, just give him a hand.
Amen.
Mary says, my soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced.
Yes.
In God, my Savior. And so we come. We come. And let us adore him. For he is Christ our Lord. Let us adore him. So, Judah, family and friends, we just say thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Our souls magnify the Lord. And we rejoice in God, our Savior. And we say thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, because you alone are worthy. And I just have to celebrate. Y'all know a few weeks ago, I gave my testimony about this young drummer back here. Well, y'all, tomorrow is December 2nd. And my wonderful gift from Christ our Lord, Brandon, will be 41 years old.
Yes.
Not 7, but 41. Somebody say, Christ the Lord.
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 Yes.
For he alone is worthy.
Amen.
And I just want to say thank you. And thank you, House of Judah. Thank you, family, friends. Thank you for honoring and recognizing me for being a part of your teaching staff here and for the lovely gift of my delightful shirt here, my Duke alumni shirt. So I just want to say thank y'all for always showing Brandon and I love and kindness. And most of all, being able to just worship Christ our Lord with each and every one of us. Amen.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you for this day that you have made. We do rejoice. We are glad. We rejoice and we sing, and you, oh, our God, Lord, this day, because whenever we sing, we get joy when we think about what you've done for us. And when we call on you, Lord, we know you answer prayer. And what do we know about you, our Jesus? You're all right. And God, our God, is a good God. And we thank you. Because when we remember these things, we know what it is. We know what it is. It is you. It is your love for us. It is you calling us your children. And that just opens our eyes to see you in all of your creation. As we also anticipate seeing you in the great by and by. But not only that, we get to do it when we surrender. And so we surrender. And as we surrender, we come near the cross, knowing we will find beautiful rest, not just beyond the river, Father, but right here in our situations, we find rest. And that's why we come and we adore you. For you are Christ, Christ our Lord. And for this we say, hallelujah.